Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
Well, as we all know, October 13th was a historical day in the life of Israel, with all 20 living hostages returning to their homeland. I was fortunate to be in Tel Aviv on that day when each hostage was taken by helicopter to a hospital in the city. The helicopter flew over the hostage square, where several of us Canadians joined the Israelis in welcoming their loved ones home. A moment to remember.
Wow, that is indeed historic. Has everyone been returned from captivity?
All the living hostages have been returned. Hamas is obligated under the ceasefire to return the 28 deceased hostages. Unfortunately, 13 remain in the hands of Hamas. For all bodies returned from Gaza, the National Institute of Forensic Medicine is tasked with completing the identification process of the body when it is brought back to Israel. These are Israelis, including one Thai citizen working in an orchard, who lived in communities along the Gaza border and likely fought to defend their family from terrorist squads attacking on October 7th. The body of 89-year-old Ari Zalmanovich, the oldest hostage abducted on October 7th, was one of those bodies returned this week. Ari was murdered in Hamas captivity. He was a legendary figure in kibbutz near Oz, a man of the land and an expert in cultivating wheat under the harsh conditions of the Negev desert. Even in his ninth decade, he insisted on going out to work in the fields every day.
What a tragedy. Is Hamas cooperating with the ceasefire?
Hamas is required to uphold its part of the agreement and make every effort to return the bodies of the hostages to their families for proper burial. Two of them are foreign nationals, and one is that of Lieutenant Hadar Golden, who was killed and kidnapped in Gaza by Hamas terrorists on August 1, 2014, during Operation Protective Edge. Let that sink in. The body of a loved one is still held captive after 11 years. In terms of cooperating, Hamas terrorists did not adhere this week to the ceasefire declared in Gaza. Groups of terrorists emerged from tunnel shafts and fired towards IDF forces on several instances. The IDF launched airstrikes by Air Force fighter jets and carried out artillery fire in the Rafah area to remove the threat, destroying several operational shafts and military structures. A tunnel in central Gaza Strip was attacked, one that was not attacked before due to concern that hostages were there.
So there is still fighting in Gaza.
Yes, Stephen. The area east of the so-called Yellow Line is under IDF control as part of the ceasefire deal with Hamas. Terrorists continue attempts to attack IDF forces at this Yellow Line. The IDF struck and dismantled 6 kilometers of underground terrorist infrastructure, complete with entrance shafts and fortified bunkers. This was obliterated in precision IDF strikes to cripple terror logistics. The underground site was used by the terrorist organization to advance attacks against the State of Israel. In an attack by Hamas, an excavator was hit by sniper fire, wounding 2 soldiers, including 1 seriously. A short while after that, another soldier was wounded by sniper fire. Tragically, in the midst of that, 2 IDF soldiers fell in battle, a 26 and a 21-year-old. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said, quote, "The government of Israel shares the deep sorrow of all families of the fallen hostages. The government and the entire establishment for the missing and captives of the State of Israel are determined, committed, and working tirelessly to return all of our fallen hostages for proper burial in their country." Unquote.
Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest we pray this week?
Yes. Israel unveiled a new laser-guided missile system called Lahat Alpha, a game-changing missile that locks on targets from over 20 kilometers away. This technology technology is vital for a nation facing hostility from various fronts. One final note, a bright one. After 2 years in Hamas captivity, 24-year-old Israeli pianist Alon Ohel is finally free and played the piano again at Beilinson Hospital. What a beautiful sign of God's redemptive power. With that, I recommend the following strategic prayer points. Continue to give God thanksgiving for the return of loved ones. Pray for the return of the 13 remaining deceased hostages to Israel for proper burial. Pray for the steps going forward on the peace plan agreement for the people of Israel and Gaza. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians here in Atlantic Canada to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens. Comfort for those in mourning and dealing with PTSD. And declare Psalm 116 over Israel as the captives returned home. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers. And shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.